LAPD, homeless responsible for most home robberies in Venice Beach this summer. 90% of home burglaries in Venice Beach reported this summer were committed by homeless people, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. Of the 11 home burglaries reported in the last 4 months, 10 of them were carried out by homeless people, Police Chief Michelle Moore told the Los Angeles Police Commission on August 23. Moore noted that during 4 of the 10 incidents, the perpetrators entered the homes to use the showers and other utilities. The arrests occurred during the invasion or immediately after. Ansar El Mohammed, a longtime Venice resident and co-founder of a gang prevention youth coalition, the Helper Foundation, told the Epoch Times a complete audit is necessary for the community to find out how our tax dollars are being utilized to service. What that tells me is that the service providers are failing the population, he said. Venice, a small neighborhood between Santa Monica and Playa del Rey Beach, spans across a 3-mile radius, with the famed boardwalk stretching 2 miles long. Despite its size, it has the second-largest homeless population in Los Angeles County, with 1,901 recorded in the last homeless count conducted in 2020 behind Skid Row, which has more than 4,000. Videos circulating on social media also show the so-called bicycle chop shops in the area, with stolen bikes being disassembled and reassembled for profit, often by homeless individuals. https://twitter.com/boardwalkvenice/status/13731179358756208869 The eclectic beach community has banded together in recent years to urge city officials to take action to address homelessness and reduce homeless-related crimes. Last year, the city spent $5 million to rehouse 200 people living on the boardwalk. However, more than 20 tents have popped back up and remained on the beach since December 2021, even after aggressive efforts by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to clear the encampments last summer. Many of the people living in the tents are mentally ill or addicted to drugs, making the area a hot spot for crime, according to residents and law enforcement. The beach cleanup helped for the time being, Mohammed said, but without long-term, comprehensive solutions across local agencies, the homeless problem will likely worsen and break-ins will continue. If we have a 25-year history of working with gangs and reducing violence, then it should be a phone call made or conversation should be taking place, he said. Instead, he said, law enforcement agencies are more heavily involved than the homeless service providers, who should be coordinating to prevent crime and violence involving homeless people. For example, do the service providers know that there are gang elements attached to these crimes? Who's addressing that? The prostitution side, who's addressing that? The actual black market side, who's dealing with that? Nobody, he said. As a result, people are trying to support their habits, and so they break it into people's houses. Surprisingly, nobody got killed yet. Mohammed's boots-on-the-ground approach in Venice has garnered him support from the neighborhood in which he was born and raised. Instead of calling the police for noise and safety issues caused by the encampments, many people turned to him first. His gang prevention group conducts assessments identifying illegal and criminal elements, including substance abuse, gang activities, and prostitution, in encampment areas. It has also become a community liaison between the residents and the homeless, who often become victims of gang-related crimes and gain trust from both sides. Other service providers in the area include St. Joseph's Center, the group responsible for last summer's effort to house homeless people on the boardwalk, Venice Community Housing, and the Venice Family Clinic. City Councilman Mike Bonin of District 11, which covers Venice, has been a staunch supporter of allowing homeless people to remain in public areas, arguing that the encampment ban is not a solution to homelessness. Earlier this month, Bonin voted against an encampment ban within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers, which was passed by 11-3 vote during a heated council meeting that was disrupted by activists against the ban and forcing the council to take a recess. We'd have a lot less homelessness if we focused on ending it instead of outlawing it, Bonin wrote on Twitter May 31. Banning homelessness near schools sounds great to many people, but it'll just move tents to the sidewalks kids take to school. That's whack-a-mole, not progress. Along with Councilwoman Nithya Raman, Bonin voted this year not to ban encampments in most public spaces in his district. He also bumped heads with the county sheriff Alex Villanueva over the sheriff's department's efforts to clear homeless tents last summer. He also championed several efforts to expand homeless shelters on the west side, according to his website. Venice's homeless crisis is not an anomaly in Los Angeles, where the issue has been one of the most debated topics among its mayoral candidates and voters alike. The last homeless count in 2020 conducted by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, the county's central hub for homeless services, recorded more than 41,000 people living on the city's streets, with over 66,000 countywide. Local polls also show voters want policymakers to clear encampments and provide more comprehensive solutions to help the homeless population, including those who refuse services. St. Joseph's Center and Bonin's office did not respond to a request for comment by press deadline.